time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on the feet of God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Hump Day Wednesday, July 16th, 2025 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. 2 weeks from tonight, the Cowboy Barbecue Western themed event is happening down in McBain, Michigan. You need to come and join Vicky and I. We are going to be attending this fundraising event for the 1st Congressional District. We'd love to see you guys there. Send me a text message, 231-360-5140. Text me the number 1ST for first, and I'll send you the flyer. You can get a hold of the treasurer. You can buy your tickets online. It is a fundraising event. $50 a person to raise money for the upcoming porch party that the Michigan Republican Party will be having on the porch of the Grand Hotel in September. The biennial event that takes place every 2 years, odd number years, prior to an election year. Well, the 1st Congressional District is going to be hosting the porch party, and they need to pay for it, and this is an event that will help them do that. The main reason why we're so excited about it is because we have new leadership in the Republican Party. Senator Jim Runstead, term limited out, not really active in the state Senate right now. Why? Because the Democrats have a one-seat majority. There's nothing the Republicans can do to stop the Democrats and this governor, Gretchen Whitmer. So Jim is actively raising money for the party, has all but extinguished, paid off, raised enough money to cover the debt that was left by Pete Hoekstra, the previous chair. $800,000 in debt. Jim, I believe, is down to the last $100,000, and he's dialing for dollars. I reached out to him, had a good conversation with him. He's excited. He's looking forward to Mackinac. It's going to be a big event this year. A couple of new candidates will be jumping into the race for governor at this conference in September. So if you can, come party with us. Greatly appreciate you doing that. Just text me the number 1ST, and I'll send you the flyer. You can get your tickets. Come join us. It's going to be a blast. Talked with Sherry Hogan yesterday. She is going to be attending the event. We've got other people from Antrim County that are coming. We are going to absolutely party, party, party 2 weeks from tonight down in McBain. It's in Missaukee County. It's going to be a great venue, live entertainment. Bring, wear your cowboy hat, your cowboy boots, your jeans, and come and be part of it. a good old-fashioned cowboy barbecue. Going to have live music, going to have a couple of great speakers. You need to absolutely come and be part of it. So again, text me the number one, ST. We're going to have a blast and hope to see you guys there. One story that caught my eye last night as I was browsing the various stories to talk about today. Well, guess what? We think we finally connected the dots on the problem with the budget. Yes. Mayor Mike Duggan made comments about it. Very simple. When he becomes governor, running as an independent, if he gets elected, you don't get a budget to my desk by July 1st, your paycheck stopped. Very interesting story, very interesting connection. We'll talk about it in the next segment. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Road Trip, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Apologize. So sorry about that dead air. I'm talking into the microphone and I'm looking down and the mute button is muted. I totally apologize. One of the things that we've been following quite a bit is the budget. The budget is not done, not going to be done, and there's all kinds of arguing going on. So much arguing going on. House Republicans completely, absolutely determined to make some major, major cuts. Well, let's see what the Senate Democrats and the governor, Gretchen Whitmer, have to say about it. We've been kind of silent on the governor's side, not really coming out and willing to say anything about the situation that's happening. Well, here's perhaps one of the reasons. Fury, the minority leader in the House, bemoans canceled session and responds to the Baydoun investigation. House Minority Leader Ranjiv Puri, Democrat of Canton, and several House Democrats were on the House floor yesterday telling the assembled media that they're ready to work on the still not passed fiscal year 2026 budget or any other matter if the Republicans had bothered to take votes during yesterday's in-and-out session. The in-and-out session took place yesterday, July 15th, to basically keep the House this legislative session basically active. Without it being active, the governor could have done some very, let's say, mischievous appointments to certain judgeships and other things in Michigan that the Republicans didn't want the governor to be able to do. Yesterday was the first scheduled session day since the week of July 1st, when the statutory budget deadline passed without a budget. Perry restated the problem that school districts are now navigating without a budget assurance before the next school year starts. These things have real life effects to school districts all across the state. They affect Democratic districts, Republican districts, up and down the state. And every day of inaction over there, pointing to the Republican side of the House, further exacerbates the issues. Perry said now is a time when leaders should be figuring out how to Trump-proof the state from further cuts coming from Washington, D.C., not canceling session days. The small group of Democrats, State Representative Jennifer Conlin from Ann Arbor, Emily Devendorf from Lansing, Jasper Martis from Flushing, Tanya Myers Phillips from Detroit, Stephen Wooden from Grand Rapids, Mai Chong from Warren, and Stephanie Young of Detroit all appeared behind Puri as he spoke to the media. Now, based on questions coming from the media, which Puri agreed to do, told reporters yesterday that he wants the budget process to be more transparent, but did answer the question about the Attorney General's investigation into state money going to the former Michigan Economic Development Corporation executive board member, Faye Baydoun, Democrat supporter and known associate of Governor Gretchen Whitmer. When it was pointed out to Puri that Baydoun had been a donor to his campaign, he said, "I don't think she's donated to my campaign." And that may have been the case with some of the other colleagues. Well, according to Secretary of State records, Baydoun contributed $250 to his campaign, to which she said, "I'm sorry, it's not something that I looked into." Interesting. Baydoun, 36248 Quakertown Lane, Farmington Hills, Michigan, on September 21st of 2022, donated as a direct contribution to his campaign. Well, then, shortly after that back and forth with the media, Perry and these other Democrats scurried away from the microphone. Why? Because maybe, perhaps, quite a few of them took money from Baydoun as well, and there's been no accountability at all from the money she got from the grant from the Michigan Economic Development Corporation. Folks, I've been saying this forever. The Michigan Economic Development Corporation is a slush fund. It is, without a doubt, money laundering scheme. And now these politicos are getting confronted about it. So what was supposed to be a press conference attacking the House Republicans for not passing a school aid budget ended as soon as the media started questioning them, especially Puri, the minority leader who was at the microphone, about his connections to Faye Baydoun. So, yeah, very, very interesting story, very interesting connection of the dots. Because it's exactly this type of activity, these type of budget items, that the Republicans want to eliminate. This slush fund, this money laundering scheme, has got to stop. And I believe the House Republicans, when they finally do come out with their budget, will be a huge cut. It's not going to be anywhere near $82 billion, which the state Senate, Democrat-controlled Senate, passed. It's not going to be anywhere near what the governor proposed back in February. It's not going to happen. When you look at the amount of waste, fraud, abuse, and flat-out money laundering that's been going on for the last 6.5, going on 7 years now, under Governor Gretchen Whitmer, well, it's coming home to roost, people. Thank God the Republicans got the majority back on November 5th, 2024. The new Speaker, Matt Hall, the Republican majority that now controls every single committee in Lansing, especially appropriations. Appropriation spending is done and starts in the House. So guess what? This is going to be very interesting as they move through the summer. They're going to have another show up day in August, which I'm sure the Democrats will try to pull off a ploy like this once again, but it's not going to matter. Republicans are not coming back until after Labor Day, when they will roll out their budget. Now, I've been told that the various committees and subcommittees working on the budget are still working from home. They are still having meetings. They're still having discussions behind the scenes, but they will be coming out with a budget as soon as they return. So it's going to be very, very, very interesting. Now, one thing I did not know, which shows up on this campaign report from the Secretary of State, Executive Director for the American Arab Chamber was listed as her title. Did not know that that's a position she held. Very interesting. One of the things that I think is going to happen is that this will be exposed and come out probably as this investigation continues about Faye Baydoun and these donations. I hope and pray that the truth does come to light. So that's it for that story. We got a couple others lined up. One thing I would like to mention, good friend of ours, longtime loyal listener, reports in for duty every single day, Officer Rick. Simple Radio is loud and clear from Genesee County. He's out on road patrol today with somewhat of a heavy heart. He lost his best little buddy, Frank. His dog passed away yesterday. He texted me. I told him, I know your pain, brother. We've lost quite a few dogs, Vicky and I, over the years, and it hurts. It hurts so badly. The one thing I thought was interesting, Rick loved little Frank so much that he took him all the way up to Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie to see Dr. Jeff. Dr. Jeff has had a family situation pop up. Normally he's on this segment to talk with us, answer your questions. Well, he's having to travel downstate. His father went into the hospital and he's having some issues. So Jeff is driving down to spend time with his dad. So prayers for Jeff and his father. Hopefully he'll have a speedy recovery and Jeff will have safe travels back. He might be on with us later this week or for sure next Wednesday. But say a prayer for him, say a prayer for his dad, and of course, hold Officer Rick up in prayer as well as he's dealing with losing his best little buddy. I know your day seemed completely different this morning. You didn't have to let him outside. You didn't have to give him his bone. I totally get it. Might want to consider getting another one, just because they bring so much joy to our lives. And I know you truly hurt. I get it. I feel for you, brother, but you'll get through it. If you're not going to get another dog, then I understand that as well. But do what you got to do, whatever you're compelled to do, and deal with it the best you can. Sending you prayers, buddy. Bottom of the hour news break of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's